Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. We are going to hallelujah in the name of Jesus.
move forward with the prayer on tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Genesis chapter number 21, and we are looking at verse number 9. Genesis 21, we are looking at verse number 9 in the name of Jesus. And it reads, "And Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, which she had borne unto Abraham, mocking. Wherefore she said unto Abraham, cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be the heir with my son, even with Isaac. And the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son. And God said unto Abraham, let it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad, because of the child, and because of this bondwoman, and all that Sarah has said unto thee, hearken unto her voice, for in Isaac shall the seed be called blessed. And also of the son of the bondwoman will I make a nation, because he is thy seed." My God, I'm going to get back to that in a moment. "And Abraham rose up early in the morning and took bread and a bottle of water and gave it unto Hagar, putting it on her shoulder and the child, and sent her on her way as she departed and wandered in the wilderness into Beersheba. And the water was spent," or the water in the bottle ran out, "and she cast the child under one of the shrubs. And she went and sat down under against him a good way off. And as it was a bow shot away, for she said, let me not see the death of my child. And she sat over against him and lifted up her voice and cried." She wept. Verse 17, "And God heard the voice of the lad." God heard the voice of the child. "And the angel of the Lord called unto Hagar out of heaven and said unto her, what aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for God has heard the voice of the child where he is. Arise, lift up the lad and hold him in thy hand, for I will make him a great nation. And God opened up her eyes, and she saw a well of water, and gave to the lad to drink. And God was with the child, and he grew, and dwelt in the wilderness, and became an archer." Just a few things I want to highlight from these few verses of scripture coming from Genesis chapter number 21. Here we see Hagar, who was kicked out by Sarah and given by Abraham a bottle of water and a loaf of bread to survive in the wilderness. Sarah, the one that gave her bondwoman, her slave woman, to Hagar because God was not moving fast enough on the promise that he gave Abraham and Sarah that they would have a child in their old age. So Sarah came up with the idea to let Hagar have a baby by Abraham. Not only that, she gave Hagar to Abraham to marry. So she was Abraham's wife as well as Sarah. They had the son Ishmael, and while Abraham was waiting for this first child to be born, Sarah said, get rid of her, bringing me grief. And Sarah sent her away the first time while she was pregnant, and God spoke to her in the wilderness, go back, because the baby that you're carrying, I'm going to bless him. And at the outset, I just want to say, the Bible says it rains on the just and the unjust. And sometimes we question God, some of us. How can God bless ungodly people? How could God be so nice and gracious to people who are just living so ungodly, so callously, so just immorally? How could God possibly bless them? And he's a God of grace. That's why the Bible says it rains on the just and the unjust. We see that God was going to bless Ishmael no matter what. He said in verse 13, and also the son of the bondwoman will I bless and make him a great nation because he is your seed. So he's not just the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He also blessed Ishmael. And that blesses me because, Pastor, I didn't forget. I was not always godly.
Yeah.
Oh, glory. I feel like running on that alone. When I was in my sin, when I was clubbing, when I was partying, when I was doing ungodly acts, God still blessed me. God still loved me. God still gave me grace. There were times that I recall in my ungodly days, I knew it was nobody but God that kept me, nobody but God that allowed me the grace that was given to me in those seasons in my life. So sometimes when we understand the character and nature of God, it will put us in a better perspective on how God operates.
Yes, yes.
But number one, and we're going to pray, I want us to know we pray for our children. We want the best for our children. We worry about our children. We care about our children. We who are parents love our children. We want the best for our children. But sometimes, as we see in this text, God hears the prayers of our children, not just our prayers. We know that we pray as the adults. We know more than our children. We know that we know better than our children. But the Bible says in this reference, hey, God, I didn't hear your prayer. I heard the prayer of Ishmael. He's about 13 or 14 at this time, and obviously he was praying to God not to die in that wilderness, not to die of thirst, to be kept alive by God. And then heaven spoke to Hagar and said, I heard your child's prayer, and it's going to be all right. So we need to find comfort in those words that God hear our children's prayers. If they're old enough to pray, if they're old enough to have a relationship with God themselves, sometimes even at a young age, you'll be amazed at what our children are bringing before their God. They're asking God certain things. They're coming to God with certain prayer concerns. And God really do hear the prayers of our children. But God reigns on the just and the unjust. Number two, it said Abraham, who was rich. Abraham, who had cattle, who had oxen, who had servants, he had money, he had wealth, he had abundance, just gave Hagar a bottle of water and a loaf of bread. No animals, didn't give her anything to travel on, he just gave her a bottle of water and a loaf of bread. Sometimes I think about my mother who raised 8 kids on an 8th grade education.
My God.
And somehow we survived. Somehow we got through the toughest of times. I can't remember ever going to bed hungry. I don't remember ever being homeless. I don't ever feel unprotected or being unprotected. God made a way out of no way for my mother, just like he made a way out of no way for Hagar and Ishmael in the wilderness. It said the water ran out, the bread ran out, and then God opened her eyes, and as she looked up, bam! There was a fountain of water. There was a reservoir of water. There was a miracle in the wilderness, a miracle in the desert. God gave her and her son to drink. They did not die of thirst. And I say that to every single parent. Just like he made a way out of no way for my mother, who when she got married for the second time, her second husband gave provision. Her second husband had a good pension and had some money. Her second husband bought new cars, and we had a beautiful furnished apartment and went on yearly vacations. So God gave my mother grace. But before that, when she was by herself working 2 and 3 jobs, God made a way out of no way for a single parent with 8 kids. And we know you as a single parent sometimes, in this land of the epidemic of divorce and separation, sometimes you'll find yourself as a single parent, and God will make a way out of no way. Before I met my wife, she was a single parent raising her daughter, and she was doing fine. Thank God that God will take care of the single parents
Amen.
That don't have the child support. Hagar didn't get anything from Abraham. And sometimes we're not getting the support that we need, but God, kara ashato, God will make a way for you, single mother, for you, single father, for you who are struggling to raise those children. God will make a way out of no way. We thank God for every married parent couple, but that was not my upbringing. I was raised by a single mother. My father was nowhere to be found, but God made a way out of no way. And finally, we got to use what we got until we can get what we want. We have to use what we got until we can get what we want. The Bible says it was Hagar, her son, in the wilderness, and God was with the lad, and he became an archer. We know that Ishmael became a mighty warrior. We know that he had an army behind him. We know that Ishmael became a prominent figure in the Old Testament. But guess what? While he was in the desert, he learned how to hunt. While he was in the desert, he did target practice with the archer, with the arrow and the bow. While he was in the wilderness with all that open space, with no other people but hunting wild game, he became an expert warrior with the bow and arrow. And God is saying that to us. Wherever you find yourself at in life, make the best out of a bad situation.
Yes, yes.
We don't have everything we want.
Yes.
Everything is not ideal. We may not have the house that we used to live in. We may not have the transportation that we used to drive in. We may not have the source of income that we used to be accustomed to. But God says, make the best out of a bad situation. I want you to perfect your gift. I want you to work on your personal development. I want you to do the best you can do, and I'll do the rest. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you as we look at Hagar and Ishmael, that they did not die in the wilderness. With a loaf of bread and a bottle of water, Ishmael became a prominent person. Ishmael became the ruler of a great army. Ishmael and his mother Hagar went according to your word. They did not see it, but Lord, they believed it. And that's a word for us today as we pray. We may not see it, but God, help us to believe it. The words that you spoke into our personal lives will truly come to pass. Oh, I'm about to run right now. The words that you spoke. God is all about his words. God is all about the words before we see it in the natural. God is all about the logos, spoken, written word of God, which will come to pass. In the name of Jesus, God spoke the world into existence. He said, let there be light. Let us make man in our own image. None of this stuff existed before God spoke it into existence. And if we are made in the image of Almighty God, we can speak a good marriage into our lives. We can speak health to these bodies. We can speak wealth transfer into our lives. We can speak against the spirit of fear, sickness, and disease. We can speak a thing, and it shall be established.
Yes, yes.
So God, remind us through the prayer tonight that our words have power. Our words have creative ability. Our words have the ability to create. Our words will build our world. So God, in the name of Jesus, help us to speak the right words. This world wants us to speak the words of the world. This world wants us to speak the words of their music and the television that we watch. This world wants us to speak the nightly news and all the death, all the killing, all the bad news that they try to bombard us with as we click on the internet, as we read the paper, if we watch the nightly news. They find the worst stories on the face of the planet, and they want us to speak that garbage. But Lord, in the name of Jesus, you say those things which are honest, those things which are noble, those things which are trustworthy, those things which are of a good report, those things which are heavenly, focus and speak on those things. So help us to stay positive through prayer. Help us to stay optimistic and hopeful through prayer. us when we see negativity or we're talking to negative people.
Yes, God.
Oh, I'm speaking right there.
Yes, Lord.
You know, I just need to testify right here. I'm going to keep praying. But I got some good news on Thursday.
Amen. Amen.
I got some good news from my oncologist.
Hallelujah.
And she looked at me and she said, Anthony, do you want the good news? I said, Dr. Early, I can take some good news right about now.
Because
what I've been going through has been about 10 months to a year. I can take some good news. And she said, well, your treatments are over.
Yes.
And I said, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory be to God.
Thank you.
And she said, your treatments are over. That part of the process is over. You're free. You're free at last. Thank God Almighty, I'm free at last.
Yes, hallelujah.
And she said, you've been through a lot. You've been through much. But it's now over.
My God.
And she gave me that good news, and I got so happy. My wife let out a scream in the doctor's office, and it pierced my eardrum. I said, babe, you can't be screaming like that in a doctor's office. And it's a big doctor's office. People taking chemotherapy. People are all throughout the office. But she was just as happy as I was because we've been going through this together.
Yes.
I was already healed. I was already delivered, already cancer-free. But God told me to go through the entire process.
Yes.
See, we just like I read this text, hey, God, listen to God, the voice of God. God told me to go through the post-chemotherapy. Did I need it? Maybe, maybe not. But God told me to go through it.
Yeah.
And I thank God, even as he healed me, and I'm already healed, that I just went through the normal process, and now everything is over. I'm rejoicing. I'm just rejoicing. I'm happy. I have the joy of the Lord. I am elated that that test, that trial, that trouble that entered my life on last year, it's over. Officially, it's over.
Thank you, Lord.
I've been going to the doctor so much, but that chemotherapy, it really was taking its toll, and now that it's over, I thank God.
Amen.
I thank God.
Hallelujah.
I thank
Hallelujah.
God.
Thank
you, the treatments that I was taking made me very sensitive to cold, even going into the refrigerator, brushing my teeth, drinking cold water. It made me very sensitive to cold. So those treatments during January and February, it was not easy. But I got through it with the strength of the Lord, the prayers of this prayer line, the prayers of my wife, my church family praying for me.
Yes.
Sometimes chemotherapy, people can't take the treatments. It takes a lot out of you.
Yes.
But I thank God, by the grace of God, I got through it.
Jesus.
And she gave me that good news that it's over.
Lord.
So, Father, in the name of Jesus,
Lord,
no matter what the people in this prayer line are going through, let them know that they will get through it.
Yes.
Let them know even when it's dark, even when it's hard, even when it's physically tiresome, even when they don't see no way out. What I've been through is not easy.
Yes.
But God, you had an expiration date. You had an end point. You had a time that you was going to bring me out. Just like everybody on this prayer line, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're walking through, but I can tell you, God operates in seasons. God operates in seasons. This season will be over one day for you. The season will be over. Weeping may endure for a night, but your joy is coming in the morning.
Thank you, Lord.
My wife and I, since 20 years of marriage and over 20 years of being together, we have been through some seasons. But through the power of prayer, even our early years of marriage, that was a season.
Yes, 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 yes.
And it was not an easy season, but God got us through it.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
And wherever you find yourself tonight, that's why we're praying. We want to touch and agree with you that if it's hard, if it's dark, if it's tiresome, the power of prayer is going to keep you and get you through that.
Yes, amen.
It's going to make you strong. It's going to make you endure. It's going to make you wiser and better. Supernaturally, prayer has helped me get through this process.
Yes, amen.
And thank God for all of y'all prayers.
Yes.
And the prayers of the righteous availeth much. So we're going to continue to pray and believe God for the impossible. in Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We magnify your name. You are worthy, God. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. Just go ahead and praise God. Hallelujah. Give God some praise right where you are. God is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We worship you for bringing us through every trial, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For Pastor Anthony's victory, God. Hallelujah. For the victory of the Simmons family, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For Father God manifesting healing in his body, God. Thank you, Lord, for the end of the treatments, God. We thank you and we praise you on today. You are worthy, God. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We bless your name. We worship you. We magnify your name. We exalt your name. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord. We glorify your name. We exalt you on today. We lift our hearts to you today, God. We lift our voices. We lift our hands in praise and adoration, oh God. You are so worthy. There is none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the healing power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for the healing power. Hallelujah. Thank you for the blood, God, the blood that healed my husband. Thank you for the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, that annihilated the cancer, oh God. Thank you for the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, that Father God zapped every cancer cell in the name of Jesus. Yes. Lord, we love you today. We bless your name. We worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy. We bind up Satan, God. We thank you, Lord, that your presence is on this prayer line. We thank you that your power is on this prayer line. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against your people can prosper. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you have a great plan. A plan to prosper and not to harm. A plan to give a hope and a future. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that we are the top and not the bottom, that we are the head and not the tail, that we are above and never beneath, that we are the healed and not the sick, oh God, that we shall live long lives, God. We thank you, Lord, that we are manifesting kingdom. We are manifesting the kingdom of your glorious light, the kingdom that shall never end. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. And we praise you on tonight, God. We worship your name. We magnify your name. We exalt your name, God. Lord, hallelujah. No, 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 koshanamaka, no, no, no. You are worthy, God. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. We loose every person. Hallelujah. Under the sound of my voice. We loose every person. Hallelujah. From every hindering spirit. We loose every person, hallelujah, from any kind of physical or spiritual bondage. We loose every person, oh, glory, from any infirmity in the name of Jesus. We loose every person, oh, glory, from every spirit of depression or oppression. In the name of Jesus, we loose every marriage to move forward in victory. In the name of Jesus, Lord, continue to have your way. Let your healing power, God, be released in this place, God. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we love you tonight, and we bless your name. We worship you. Lord, I thank you for our mother, Mother May Thomas, oh, glory, glory. Lord, we thank you for her life. Thank you for her health, God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for bringing her through the surgery, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your healing power. And, Lord, touch her right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your miraculous power. Move it over her body right now, God, from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, even as she is at home, Father God, recovering, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for a good report. And we thank you, Lord, that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, she is healed. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for 2020. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for everything being right, God. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for all things being healed, oh God, according to your plan, God. Nothing, God, Father God, nothing missing, nothing lacking, God. We thank you, Lord, for total, total recovery, total restoration, total victory, God. And it will be better, better than it was, God. In the name of Jesus, she will be better than she was, God, even before she went through the surgery, God.
Yes.
Take away the pain, God. Take it away, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, God, for a speedy recovery, God. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we love you tonight. Lay your hands on her right now, God.
Yes.
Touch her. Fill her with your anointing. Let your spirit rest upon Mother Mae Thomas right now, God. Touch, touch, touch.
Yes.
We lay hands on her. Oh, Maka Shalama.
Yes.
We lay hands on her in the spirit realm. Maka Shalariki. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And we declare a supernatural touch over her life, Makashalana, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you because you are the Lord of breakthrough. And we thank you for breakthrough in her life. We thank you for victory in her life. We thank you for healing for her and her household, for her children. My God. Her sister, her brother, oh God, in the name of Jesus, whatever the need is, God, we thank you for meeting every need. So, Lord, gracious Father, we just praise you for our Mother Mae Thomas, and we thank you, Lord, for bringing her through that same-day surgery. We thank you, Lord, for bringing her through with victory. We thank you, Lord, for the praise report, God, that's yet to come in the name of Jesus. We thank you that she is blessed and highly favored in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for touching her right now and comforting her right now. And, Father God, just building up her faith right now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mother, we're praising God with you. Hallelujah. We got the report that all is well, and we thank God, hallelujah, that all went well today. Amen. We are continuing to pray for you even as you go through this night, that God will continue to keep the pain away, my God, and let you come out 100%. We're not believing for anything less than 100%. And we thank God in advance for 100%. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we praise you for every person on this prayer line, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for touching every heart. Thank you, Father God, even now, God, for healing. Oh, my God. For healing every person, every life, God. For healing every person, God, that needs to be touched on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural breakthrough, my God. Supernatural manifestation. We thank you for the good report, God. Hallelujah. That people will get a good report, a good diagnosis, a great prognosis, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that this thing that's been trying to touch and impact them has no power. Because, God, you told us that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed. Oh, my God. So I speak healing over every life. We speak healing over every life right now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, amen. And, Lord, we love you today, and we bless your name, and we worship you today, and we magnify your name. Lord, thank you for the good report. Thank you, Oh, glory. Thank you for the good report. My God, my God. Thank you for the breakthrough. Thank you for the miracle. Thank you for the finances. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For the provision, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Do it, God. Do it, Lord. Do it. Do it, God. Touch, deliver, heal, provide, protect, oh God. In the name of Jesus, save, oh God. In the name of Jesus, comfort, oh God. Increase, strengthen, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we know that you are able.
You're able.
So, Lord, we thank you for this prayer line. Thank you for the Portia, my God. Hallelujah, Father God. We pray for Portia right now, God. Father God, even as she's dealing with the loss of her mom, we thank you, Lord, for letting your hand be upon that young lady, that young girl, God. She's young, Father God, and she had to go through this. But God, we ask that you comfort her right now. Wrap your loving arms around her. Comfort her and keep her, oh God. Strengthen her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, speak to her in the midnight hour. Talk to her family members, oh God, Brother Nick and Sister Carmen and the rest of their family, God. During this time, God, we know that you are able, Father God, to offer comfort in the time of need. And, Lord, we just thank you for moving in the life of young Portia. Father God, let your angels minister to her during this time, God. In the name of Jesus, catch every tear and put it in the bottle, oh God. Be with her in the midnight hour, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. You said you'll never leave her, nor would you ever forsake her. But, Lord, we thank you for being with Portia on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch the Cooper family. My God, my God, my God, as they laid their mom to rest on this weekend, as they laid their mother's remains, because we know that she was not there, God, but that they are with you, oh God. So, Lord, touch, 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 touch the family, God. Comfort the Coopers. Yeah. Let them, in the Williams family, God, let them eat, let them rest, let them laugh, even as they cry. Comfort them, oh God.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your hand upon these families, Lord, that are standing in the need of you being there, of your comfort, of your strength, oh God, even of your joy, God. Lord, we thank you for your presence being with them, and we just ask that you will continue to walk with them. The psalmist said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for being a comfort. We thank you for being a friend that sticks closer than a brother. We thank you for being a doctor in the hospital room. We thank you for being a lawyer in the courtroom. We thank you, Lord, for being the lifter of our head when we don't understand things and we don't know what's going on, God. We thank you, Lord, that you are there giving us wisdom and giving us understanding. We ask that you would direct our paths, God. Show us the way to go. Order our steps, Lord. Lord, we're looking, some people, or somebody's looking for direction. Somebody needs you to give them wisdom on where to go and what decision to make, God. And, Lord, we pray for that person, God, that they would not be confused, God, but that they would have wisdom to know exactly what it is that you would have them to do and where you would have them to go. Lord, somebody's looking for favor, and we're asking for favor, God. We're asking, God, that you will open up, Father God, the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing so big that they can't even receive it, God. We ask for breakthrough. We ask for miracles. We ask, Father God, that you will wipe the slate clean. Father God, that you will cancel every debt, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said the heart of the king is in your hands. So, Lord, we're asking you to move the heart of the king and have the golden scepter of favor be extended towards your people, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're asking that you save our sons, that you will save our daughters, that you will bring our children out of the trouble that they find themselves in. We're asking, God, that you will heal our homes, that you will heal our marriages, God. Lord, we're asking, Father God, that you will open the eyes of our children, that you will let them see the error of their ways. We ask, God, that you will bring them closer to you. Let our children know you. Let them be in relationship with you. Let them walk with you, God. Let them, oh God, have the wisdom of Christ, knowing how to pay their bills and keep a roof over their heads. And let them put down the liquor and put down the cigarettes. And yes, God, the drugs and the sexual immorality. Let them put it down, God. And Father God, draw them. You said no man can follow you unless they are drawn by your spirit. And Lord, we're praying for our sons and we're praying for our daughters. That you would draw them by your spirit, that you would draw them into your kingdom, that you would draw them after you, that you would cleanse them, purify them, save them, God, that you would pick them up and clean them up, oh God, put their feet on solid ground like you did me, like you did my husband, oh God, like you did so many people on this line. We were lost, but God, we thank God tonight that we are found, oh God, and we can shout hallelujah, hallelujah. We can shout hallelujah. Hallelujah, because you saved us, oh God. You didn't see fit to leave us the way that we were. You saved us. You thought we were worth saving. So you came, oh God, and you saved our lives. You thought we were worth keeping. So you cleaned us up on the inside, God, and you made us look good on the outside. And God, we pray that you will continue the work. You said you're faithful to complete the work that you have begun in us.
Amen.
And we ask that you will complete the work. We surrender ourselves to you, God. And we ask that you will complete the work that you have begun in us, that you will finish the work that you started in our children. You said not only are we blessed, but our seed is blessed.
Yes.
So, Lord, we thank you that our children are blessed. No matter what they're walking through, we declare that our children are blessed, and we bind up the hands of Satan off of our minds, off of our bodies, off of our money, off of our marriages, off of our ministry, off of our church, off of our children, off of our families, off of our health. We bind up the hands of Satan, and we release your power. Oh, we release your anointing, my God. By the exousia of the Holy Ghost, the authority of your word, through the power of the Holy Ghost, we release your anointing over this prayer line, and we shall speak a thing. We shall speak a thing. We shall speak favor. We shall speak healing. We shall speak salvation. We shall speak deliverance. We shall speak it over our lives and over the lives of our children, and over the lives of our grandchildren, and it shall be established in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, continue to have your way. Continue to bless Brother Nick. Continue to bless, hallelujah, hallelujah, Sister Carmen's husband, oh God. Brother Mingle, oh God. Continue to bless, oh God, Sister Yvette. Continue to bless, oh, young Kevin, oh, my God. Bless that Carol household, God. In the name of Jesus, bless Sister Carmen. Bless her, God, as she continues to hold up the blood-stained banner for her family, God. Bless that woman of God. Keep her in perfect peace, God. Dry every tear. Take away every worry, God. Give her a strength and a courage that's, and a peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing in the Calvary household. Heal her husband. Thank you for your healing power right now. Be released in the household. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. In Jesus' mighty name, touch every person under the sound of my voice. Let your anointing rest upon each life. A fresh anointing. Not by might, not by power, but by your spirit. Oh, God, by your spirit. Touch every life. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Anoint every life. My God, my God, my God. Fill every empty place. Fill every dry place, God. Encourage every discouraged heart. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for fresh fire. Oh,
yes.
Tongues for cloven fire, cloven tongues of fire, resting upon each and every one of us. We thank you and we praise you. Touch, Sister Lori. Touch, touch. Oh, glory. Touch, 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 my God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Sister Miriam, touch, oh glory. Brother Jamal and Sister Gail, touch, God. Oh glory, hallelujah. Each and every person on this prayer line, touch, God. Sister Maria, God, touch, oh glory. Mother May Thomas, touch. Sister Carmen, God, touch. Those who are listening through the radio waves, touch. Prophet Anthony, touch Sister Aisha, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Sister Miriam, God, touch, oh glory, each and every person. Serena, touch, oh glory, every person. Oh, there's a fire breaking forth in the bellies of your people. Touch, oh glory. Refreshing, refreshing. God says, I'm refreshing you. Touch every person. Oh, my God. Come forth. Come up from your weariness. I'm refreshing you. I'm healing you. I am strengthening you, says the Lord. Touch every person under the sound of my voice. Touch, refresh, restore, strengthen, oh God. Encourage, empower, oh my God. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, as we continue this prayer line, we thank you, oh glory. Touch Sister Jaranette. Oh, my God. Touch her tonight, God. Strengthen her. Yeah. We thank you for what you're doing in her life, God. Keep working, God. Touch Minister Andre, Sister Tika, every member, Hakita. My God, my God. Sue, give her favor on the job. Give her favor with the job search. Give her favor with her college. Give her favor. Touch Jessica. Touch. Give them favor, God. Give them favor, oh, Lord. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you.
Yes.
For what you're doing on this prayer line, God. Continue to have your way. As we open up these prayer lines, Lord, let your fire shoot through this prayer line. Let the people be healed. Somebody's going to get healed tonight. Give somebody a miracle tonight. Somebody's going to get a miracle. God says, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit. I'm releasing miraculous, supernatural miracles, healings. Power being released through this prayer line on tonight. My God, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. We're going to, at this time, open up the phone lines. We thank God for every caller. We're going to get to everyone tonight. Pressing one on your phone will give us an indication that you want to be on the air, a praise report, a prayer concern. We have a hand raised already, and we will start there from the area code 770. And this is our first caller tonight. We thank God for you tonight, 770.
Order my steps in your word, dear Lord. Give me, guide me every day. Send your anointing, Father, I pray. Order my steps in your word. Please order my steps in your word. Humbly I ask, teach me, Lord, your will. While you are working, help me be still. Satan is busy, but Lord, oh, you are real. Order my steps in your word. Please order my steps in your word. Write on my tongue, let my words ever find. Let the words of my mouth be acceptable, thy sight. Take charge of my thoughts day and night. Order my steps in your word. Please order my steps in your word. I want to walk worthy according to fulfill. If you order my steps, Lord, I'll do your perfect will. Your word is ever changing, but you're still the same. In order my step, I'll praise your name. If you order my steps, I'll praise your name. Order my steps in your word, dear Lord. Lead me, guide me every day. Send your anointing, Father, I pray. Order my steps in your word. Please order my steps in your word. Thank you, Jesus. I want to give thanks to God. I want to thank God for all the strength he has given me. I want to thank God for Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Pastor Anthony. And thank you for giving Pastor Rebecca the strength to go through this and at the end see the victory. Thank you, dear Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God bless them in everything they do. Thank you, Lord. I want to bless or pray for Portia and her and for losing her mother, and also for Vanita. I'm praying that she... That the doctors find what's really wrong with her, and that she, you know, she would improve, her health would improve and feel better. And I really want to thank God and give many blessings to my cousin Carmen, because I still say that if it wasn't because of her, I wouldn't be on this prayer line. I know God directed her steps in telling her to tell me to get on the prayer line. Every Tuesday I get on the prayer line, I just feel so much in love with God, because I've seen and I've heard everything that he has done. All you have to do is pray for a miracle, and it will be done. God will give you that miracle that you're asking for. Just be still. Sometimes I stop and listen. I says, well, I'm going to talk to God and see if he, what will he tell me? What is he telling me? But all I hear him say is, be still. Be still. I got all of this. And you know what? I got so much peace in me because I know he's got me. So thank you, Jesus, for loving me. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing my home, for blessing my family, my son. Thank you, Jesus, for this prayer line, and I hope it continues. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, yes. Lord. Thank you. To God be all the glory. You're worthy to be praised, dear Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. What a wonderful, yes, amen, account of the goodness of God and all, yes, that he does for us.
Yes.
As you said, in the end, we saw the victory. And,
yes,
and many of us can attest to the fact that we have had battles over our lifetime, but we've seen God bring us through many a battle.
Yes.
And he actually,
yes,
allows us to see the victories that we have along this journey called life.
Yes.
So
yes.
I thank you for,
you know,
that.
Pastor Anthony,
yes,
excuse me, it's true, like when you were saying, you know, we might not have exactly what we want, but the most important thing is that we have peace and we know that he's walking next to us, he's guiding us, and he is ordering our step. We just have to learn how to be patient and just wait on him, because what's going on in our life, it's written. That's the way it is. You just have to accept it and go with the flow, because God's got your back.
Amen, amen. And that is so true. We have to continue to trust God no matter what we are facing, and know that Romans 8:28 is so true. We know, and we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God and the called according to his purpose. And you have tapped into something so powerful, Sister Maria, because that song that you sang tonight, that's the song that was all over our wedding. You know,
oh.
You didn't even know that.
Well, I have
yes.
to tell you that my cousin Carmen requested it. So I said,
oh,
I'm going to
wow.
sing it.
Amen.
She requested the
song.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song. She didn't know
yes.
it was our wedding song. We heard it this weekend. Pastor Alicia Cooper's mom's homegoing service, the girl sang. The woman sang that song there. So, and you sang it tonight. Amen. And when we were getting married, I came down the aisle on that song.
Oh, that's
and
beautiful.
And we had a praise dancer. We had a praise dancer. And she danced to the song. And then after we got married, we went back up the aisle with that song.
Oh, that's
so
beautiful.
Yes, so that is our song, and we thank you for thank you, Sister Carmen.
I know she requested it. I have to oblige. She asked me for it. I said, it's okay, I'm going to sing it.
Amen. Praise God.
But thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this beautiful prayer line, and thank you for the way I feel and how it makes me feel. I'm really at peace. I really am, because I know that I've fallen, but God has always picked me up, and I know He'll continue picking me up. And if He's done it for me, He'll do it for everyone, not only me. He does it for all His children because He loved them all.
Amen. And Tuesday nights is a highlight for us as well. I love prayer. I understand the necessity of it. The Word commands us to pray, but it's just something about this particular prayer line that we look forward to, and it ignites us to
yes.
get through week to week. And
yes,
we share your sentiments there. Let us pray. Father,
yes,
we thank you for Sister Maria,
yes,
even
sure.
Everybody on this prayer line, Lord, that
yes,
is our
God.
Prayer. Order our
Order
steps
ourselves.
Through your word.
Yes,
your word says your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, sometimes this world gets dark, but you give us a flashlight to get through it and to navigate through life.
Yes.
So, Lord, we'll
yes.
always see clearly how to move forward, even if it's step by step. You may
yes.
not show us the whole distance, but, God, thank you for Sister Maria that you were a teacher, even being a mother, Father God, being a woman of God, that you will order her steps through your word.
Yes,
and
Lord, thank you,
line, God. Thank you for church, and thank you that faith come by hearing,
yes,
and hearing through the word of God.
Yes, Lord,
heaven and earth will pass away,
yes,
but your word will remain forever. In the beginning was the word. So we thank you, Lord, for your word.
Thank you,
Lord,
Jesus.
No matter what the world does, and as you said, it's already written for our personal lives.
Yes,
you won't put on us more than what you can bear,
yes,
or more than what we can
thank
bear,
you,
but your word
thank
says you'll make
you,
a way of escape.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Lord, help us not to worry,
yes,
but help
yes,
us to
Lord.
Know your word.
Yes.
Help
yes,
us
Jesus,
not to stress out,
yes,
but help us to know the scriptures.
Yes,
help us not
Lord,
to panic, but help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus,
pray.
To pray.
Yes,
so,
yes,
hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Bless Sister yes, Maria. Bless her son.
Thank you, Jesus.
That you hear his prayers.
Yes,
oh,
as
Lord,
we
thank
as we
you.
Heard
oh, my God.
As we heard from the scripture, you hear her son's prayer.
Yes.
Yes,
that
Lord,
he as he
you.
Built a relationship with you, that you would hear his prayers, Lord,
yes,
to become
Lord.
A better man and to become
yes,
a better
Jesus,
person.
Thank you.
And
Jesus.
To make his mother proud of him in the name of
thank
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
So I thank you for this family that
yes.
continue to bless them.
God.
In Jesus'
thank
name,
you,
amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Have a good night, y'all.
You too. Amen. God bless you. We love
God
you.
Bless
God
bless
you.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. Always yes, she gives God all the glory. She always has a song in her heart, and we thank God for Sister Maria and for Sister Carmen who requested that particular song. Amen. We're going to take another call. Area code 973.
Good evening, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. Sister Carmen, I'm calling. Yes, That made me so happy because every Tuesday, well, I talk to Maria every day. I talk to her numerous times a day. And every Tuesday morning, I start Monday evenings. I say, what are you going to sing tomorrow? She says, I don't know. Then I told her, oh, my God, at Prophetess Alicia's homegoing, they sang Order My Steps. I said, do you know that song? And she said, oh, you know, that she was going to look it up. I said, oh, my God, that's so beautiful. She said she didn't know what she was going to sing. So then when she left work, she texted me. She says, I'm going to sing it. I said, oh, my God, that song really touched me at Alicia's mom's wake. And so I was so happy to hear her, and she did such a nice job that I thank God, because she's always asking me, and I'm always asking her, and then I kind of give her ideas, and then whatever I say, she sort of tries to sing it. So anyway, I thank my cousin Maria, because she is a loving person, and she loves God a lot, and she always has a praise and a song for God. So I thank her, but I also want to thank God for Pastor Anthony, that he has finished his chemo, and I know that he went through a lot, and I'm so sorry that he had to go through that, but God was with him, and at the end, he has perfect health, and he has the victory. So I thank God that all that is over with.
God,
you are a godly man, and I knew God was, he was going to give you the victory, nothing less for you. I know that, because you live for God. You live, everything is for God. I see how both of you are, and I am very proud to say that you are my pastors. I love you both greatly. And also, my husband had it's a month since my husband had his surgery, his prostate surgery. And so yesterday was 1 month. We had to go back to the doctor, and the doctor had said to us that the biopsy that he had done in the office, it was benign, but it wasn't conclusive, because he was only able to take a biopsy of the outside. He wasn't able to get deep inside like he did when he did the surgery. So he said, you know, we send that to the lab, and that will be conclusive, you know. So when we went back yesterday, the doctor said there's no cancer. Everything is great.
Jesus.
Yes, thank you, Lord. He said that he is very pleased with the outcome, and he said that my husband was doing great. So I thank God, because, you know, he spared my husband of having to go through what Pastor Anthony went through, which, again, it hurts me, Pastor Anthony, that you had to go through all that. As a nurse, I know what you went through, and I wish it hadn't been like that, but it had to be like that, because God had a plan. And I know that it made you stronger and brought you closer. And so I thank God for Pastor Anthony. I thank God that for my husband, that they're both free of cancer.
Yes.
And I thank God for my pastors, and I thank God for my cousin Maria. God bless her, because she's amazing. She's an amazing, strong woman, very loving, and she always likes to go by the word of God. And I thank God for everything, because, like I said, without God, we could do nothing. And I also thank you for the prayers for my granddaughter, Portia. Her mom's wake is going to be on Saturday in upstate New York. And she's taking it all right. She's taking it as good as she can. She has my son, Nick, who is an awesome dad, and he's there for her every step of the way, you know. He loves his daughter. He has three daughters. He loves them all unconditionally, and I don't have to worry about Portia, because she will be taking care of very well by my son. But anyway, I pray to God that God will give her the strength, because she's only 18 and her mother was only 42, and her mother had told her that she wanted to, that she knew she was going to be alive to see Portia graduate from college and get married. She didn't get to see that, but that was God's, it was God's will. I mean, it had to be like that. But my son will be able to see Portia graduate from college and get married. So I thank you for your prayers, and I love you guys. I can't stop saying how much I love you guys. And I love God too, of course.
And well, that's really sweet of you, Sister Carmen. We love you as well. And even that song, you had no idea it had personal meaning to me and Pastor Rebecca. That is our history. Yeah, you had no idea. But those who was at our wedding, they know that song meant a lot to us. And like you said, at Alicia Cooper's mom, we were there and we heard the song.
Yeah.
And we heard it again tonight. And I believe God is speaking to all of us. God is speaking to all of us. Yes.
Yes.
So, and even your granddaughter, the word of God and your son, is going to take care of them. It's not easy to lose a parent at a young age. But as you said, she has a good father that's going to be in her life. And we're gonna pray for her, because we baptized Portia. We know her.
Yes.
A beautiful young lady, and a lot of your spirit and characteristics is on her, as long as her son. So we know she's gonna be fine. So let us pray.
Yes.
Our Father, you said according to your word that we must trust in the Lord with all of our heart.
Thank you.
Lean not into our own understanding,
thank you, Lord.
But in all of our ways acknowledge you, God, and you will show us the path.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you that everybody on this prayer line, we kind of trust you to the best degree that we can.
Yes.
We really want to be people of faith, and we really want to trust you, God. That there's so much in our world, that there's so much happening to young people and old people alike. But, God, we know that you're in control. The world may be out of control, but, God, you're in control.
Yes.
So we trust you, even for the Kahlo family, Brother Mingo being cancer-free.
Thank you
for his wife's prayers and his children's prayers for him. Even his prayer line praying for him. We pray even as Portia and the family make preparations for the homegoing service. Bless everybody on this prayer line. Thank you for Sister Carmen and Miriam, the Maria relationship, Lord, and Brother Jamal, and so many people that have been led this way through her, knowing that the power of prayer is a good thing. So keep using Sister Carmen, Lord.
Use her, God.
Direct people to this prayer line and to tell people about the goodness of Jesus and to just show. So people through her life that God is real.
Yes, Lord.
So Lord, in the name of Jesus, we cover her with the blood, and we speak blessings and protection and provision to her family.
Yes,
so keep blessing her as she blesses her pastors and this prayer line.
Yes, God.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
But thank you for those kind words.
I didn't know that Pastor Rebecca's mom was going to have surgery, but I'm glad, like she said, that everything is fine, and I will pray for her because I know how much Pastor Rebecca loves her mom, and I know that God is going to take care of her and everything. He's going to make her better than ever, better than you.
Thank you for that, and Mother Mae Thomas, she's on the line tonight, and she hears you. And we thank God that she know that you're praying for her and cares about her health.
Yes. Thank you so much.
I know she says you're hearing. I will pray for you. I'm so happy. I don't know what's wrong, but whatever it is, I know that God's going to take care of it. And he's going to keep you because you love him and your daughter loves him. And God is going to be right there and he's going to heal you. He's going to make you better than you. And we all love you and take care.
Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Thank you. You just blessed my mom, and I just thank you so much for that. Pastor and I are so proud to be called your pastors. And we thank God for you and for sending you our way. So
I'm also proud. I'm more proud. I love you.
I know.
I really do. I really look up to you because, to me, you are amazing, both of you. You really are.
Well, thank you. Amen. Thank you. Well, God's got a lot of work for us to do, and we're excited about where he's taking us as a church. And even as he continues to expand this prayer line, that God is going to get the glory out of all of our lives as we continue to move forward in him. So we love you, and we'll keep praying for you and the family. And we are celebrating. We're all celebrating. Me and you, we're celebrating. You and I, we're celebrating. We're going to have our husbands for a long, long time.
Yes.
To God be the glory.
Amen. Amen. Love you guys. Have a great
okay.
night.
Love you too. God bless you. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Amen. Sister Carmen rarely comes on, but we thank God. We thank God for her coming on tonight and blessing us. Amen. We're going to take another call. Area code 813. Area code 813. God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. Mr. and Mrs. Pastor, this is Miriam. God bless you. I have not been on. I have listened, but I have not been on. I just want to praise the Lord for all that he's doing in my life and through this prayer line. This connect is just wonderful. I want to just praise the Lord for this. I am so grateful that the Lord has touched all the bodies that he has touched in healing, as far as you, Pastor, and also Carmen's family, her husband, Father God. I want to thank the Lord for helping us understand that all things happen for the good of those that love the Lord. I just want to send my condolences to Carmen's granddaughter. I want you all to just keep praying for my family, you know, the situation. And also, I want to read just this little thing here in the Bible, in Romans 9. It says, "For this reason I raised you up, so that I may display my power in you, and that my name may be proclaimed in all the earth." And this, I just want to say that to Pastor Anthony and those that have been healed. God has raised you up so that his name can be proclaimed. And thank you so much for everything. God love you. I wish to meet you at some point. You have a blessed evening.
And thank you for that. We're going to pray for you and your family.
Yes.
But I totally agree with that scripture. The things that we go through in life, it says his glory will be revealed.
Yes.
Even through us who walk in epistles, who testify the goodness of God, overcoming by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. So thank you for Romans chapter 8:9,
yes.
That God's glory will be revealed through our lives. Amen. So, Father, we thank you, Sister Miriam, as she's praying for Portia and Sister Carmen's family, Lord, that you would bless her family. And thank you, Lord, even as she celebrate me and my healing and everybody who's been touched by God miraculously with the healing power of the blood of Jesus, God, that you would allow her family to be well.
Yes,
that,
God.
Lord, you would
thank
spread the love and ignite the unity in the family of Sister Miriam, her children,
thank
her grandchildren.
Yes.
Supernaturally,
thank
God, put a hedge around them.
Lord.
Thank you for the bond and the Father God, that the unity that they would, Father God, enjoy and walk in as a family, Lord. Not just the natural blood. The natural blood that they share with one another, but the spiritual blood of Jesus flowing
Father,
through their bodies, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So I thank you, Lord, even in this earthly place that they find themselves in, that, Lord, they would come together and that the love would spread abroad in the name of Jesus. thank you for this mother. She's a mother. She's a grandmother. She's a friend. And give her the words of wisdom to speak into the lives of her children. Give her, Lord, the unconditional love for her children that they're going to need, even when sometimes she don't understand their actions and what she sees. Allow her to believe you, God, in the name of Jesus. So encourage Sister Marion when she needs encouragement. Thank you for her friends and her family, Lord, that she can rely on. And, Lord, let her draw a closer relationship to you, Jesus, and get a greater understanding of your love for her and her family.
Yes,
in Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. So we thank God for you, and amen. We're going to continue to pray for you.
Thank you. I just want to say one. I would have been married 51 years today.
Oh,
so this was
God.
This was a tough day.
Oh, my God, yes. Yes, so we just thank you, Father, for Sister Miriam, and even, Father God, for the memories that she has, Father God, even as her husband is with you, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for strengthening her. We thank you, Lord, that you helped her make it through the day, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that she continues to rejoice in you, God. And, Father God, you have given her, Father God, even, Father God, a reason to rejoice, oh God. Father God, even with the loss, Father God, of her husband, God, we thank you for the memories that she was able to enjoy today, she has to continue to carry her forward. We thank you for the children that were birthed out of that marriage, God. Thank you, Father God, for the legacy, hallelujah, that was left on this earth, God. So continue to strengthen our sister, God. Continue to be the lifter of her head. Continue to give her that peace that surpasses all understanding. And Lord, even Father God, continue to walk with her and talk with her, oh God. You stick closer than a brother. You are that friend, oh God, that we can look towards, Father God, when we're feeling alone or when we don't understand. So Lord, I just thank you for being with my sister on today, that she is still grateful. She still has a heart of gratitude. She still has a praise in her mouth. And we thank you, Lord, for this 51-year mark, landmark of her wedding, oh God, to her sweetheart. And, Lord, we just thank you for them and their unity and what has been produced and continues to be produced, the union. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
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 Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We love you. We love you.
I love you.
Yes. And thank you for sharing your special day with us. Thanks for stopping over and just, you know, sharing your day with us.
Amen.
And we will continue to pray for you as you pray for us.
Thank you so much.
God bless you all. God bless you. Amen.
Night.
Hallelujah. Amen. Wow. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Well, we're gonna take this final call. Area code 270.
Yes. Yeah, area code 270. We thank God for you tonight.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I thank
God. Praise the Lord.
My wife and I to be here to be a part of this prayer line tonight. I thank God for the testimonies that were shared. I thank God for Him being the head of all of our lives. I thank God for being a healer. I thank God for knowing the bloodshed of the Lamb that covers us. Healing power in the blood. I thank God for each and every individual. I thank God for Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca, and New Creation Christian Ministries. I thank God for the word of the testimonies that we've heard. Those testimonies is how we overcome, along with the bloodshed of the Lamb. And I thank God for the both of you being a Pastor Anthony, a man of valor, and Pastor Rebecca, a virtuous lady of the Lord. And I thank God for the power in the prayers that are prayed on this prayer line. And I thank God for the victory that we are rejoicing in what our Father has given us, His only begotten Son, Jesus. And I know the deal is complete in the healing in your body, Pastor Anthony. And as I sit here and I meditate on those scripture, I thank God for allowing you to release from the book of Genesis how in each and every circumstance, God will show Himself mighty. Jesus. And I thank God for Romans 5. I'll read this passage. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. And I thank God with that passage from the book of Romans, the 5th chapter, the 1st verse down through about the 5th verse. I thank God for allowing us to acknowledge the power in the prayer that we pray. I thank God for you, Pastor Anthony, being a man availer, and your wife being a virtuous lady of the Lord. How in your time of tribulation, she prayed for you. We stood in prayer with her, and she prayed as the Holy Spirit led and guided her to pray in her quiet place with the Father.
Yes.
And we knew that you were healed, because you are a child of the King. And as I sit here in the presence of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, I exalt and magnify him for what he chose for you, healing for your body, which you were healed before the doctor discovered the sickness. Because the blessed of the Lamb covers you, my brother. In the power, in the words of your testimony, that will save souls. And I just want to thank God for each and every word that he released out of your mouth. I meditate on that goodness of God coming through the wavelength of the airwaves each and every Tuesday night. And I praise God for Sister Maria. I thank God for anointing her vocal cords. I thank God for allowing her to praise him with song from the melody of her heart. And I decree and declare healing for Mother May Thomas. I know she's a strong woman of the Lord. But I thank God that she is covered under the blood of the Lamb. And it's not the healing that we're calling on. It's the healer, Jesus Christ. He still has all power. He's still in the blessing business.
Yes,
and I just want to thank God for blessing each and every individual on this prayer line. And we know nothing happens until something is spoken. And I want to thank God again for giving us the Holy Spirit to open our mouth and he feeds. And I thank God for releasing that rhema in the locals. I thank God for the word that we receive each and every Tuesday night, because we take it to the faith bank. And we deposit it, and we believe, and we talk to the Father, and to those manifestation of those words that he released come to pass. And I want to thank y'all again for each and every prayer that you've prayed for my wife and I, and for each and every individual on this prayer line, because we know the power that y'all have comes from on high. And we thank you, Holy Ghost power. We thank you for the fresh anointing. We thank you for strengthening them. We thank you for the faith that they have in you. Even though when our faith is low on this end, God released a word through somebody on that end. And it enhances us by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Using y'all mightily. Continue to press your way on, brother and sister, which you are one, and the one who chose y'all to be one. Be one, Jesus Christ. And I say again, amen and amen. Oh, thank you.
Jesus,
amen.
My God,
amen.
My God.
Amen.
My dear brother, I thank you for that.
Yes.
You know, it's I'm not one to cry too often, but as you were speaking, my eyes begin to water a little bit, because I know that God touched me and kept me. And it's just amazing, as you were speaking, I just recalled these last 10 months. And in reading that scripture, being justified by faith, and in Romans chapter 5, and how his glory and how what God does will be revealed through different ways, how he raised us up, I was just so blessed by that word. And I received that word, that after this there will be glory. And in that hospital, God dealt with me in so many ways, and through the surgeries and the setbacks and everything else. But you touched me tonight, my brother, and I appreciate you for that. But even as you pray for everyone in this prayer line, they're still listening, they hear you, and we know when God is speaking, we feel it. and we have this quickening in our spirit. You know, Brother Mars, you were speaking. God showed me in the spirit realm. You, I don't know how he's going to do it. I don't even know if it's something that God has placed in your spirit. But, Pastor, God showed me a national radio broadcast.
Wow.
I don't know if it's worldwide.
Wow.
But I see him
Jesus.
Having a national radio broadcast where so many people are tuning into his voice and listening to the wisdom and the God that he serves.
Jesus.
Just like I felt him tonight. I see a national, I don't know if you're going to be a radio personality one day, but God showed me that. And I don't know if that's one of your pursuits, but just keep walking forward and let God do the rest. But he showed
Amen.
Me that thing so mightily that you're going to touch many people with your voice in Jesus' name. Amen. But we thank
Amen.
God for you tonight. We thank God for you tonight and Sister Gail and your wife and your marriage.
Yes.
The ministry. That's just one aspect of it, the radio broadcast. But God's going to do great exploits and great ministry through the both of you. Amen?
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Well, I think that's our final call tonight. I thank God.
Let us pray for them. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you and we praise your name, Lord. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for this man and woman of God. Father God, they also are truly one, God. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in their lives and what you're doing in their household, God. Lord, thank you for the word, the rhema word that was released through Pastor Anthony regarding the voice of our brother, oh God, that nations will be drawn by his voice, oh God, through the radio airwaves. And Father God, through the spiritual airways, oh God, we know, Father God, that you are moving supernaturally in his life, God, and he's not looking for fame or acclaim, God, but he is seeking your face. And as he continues to seek your face, oh God, we thank you, Lord, for lifting him higher. We thank you, Lord, for the elevation, oh God, in the supernatural realm, oh God. So, Lord, continue to elevate him and his wife. Continue to use them mightily for your glory. Continue, Father God, to allow them, even as they cleave to you, allow them to cleave to each other, oh God. We bind up every hindering spirit that will try to come against their marriage, that will try to come and infiltrate their home. We, glory, oh my God, we by the every hindering spirit right now in the name of Jesus that will try to infiltrate their marriage, that will try to come into their home, that will try to come against what you have ordained in the name of Jesus. We declare victory over their marriage. We declare victory over that union in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree that whom you have joined together, no man, no woman, no demon in hell can set asunder in the name of Jesus. We declare longevity. We declare, hallelujah, long life. We declare until death do them part. We speak a special impartation into their marriage right now in the name of Jesus. And we come against every attack of the enemy, and we declare victory over their marriage in the name of Jesus. Lord, draw them together closer, cleave. Let them cleave closer, even the closer. They're already close, God. But we thank you, Lord, that they're even getting closer to each other, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that they are truly, truly, Father God, becoming one through all of the trials, the tribulations, the struggles. My God, hallelujah, the challenges of being married, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that each and everything that they go through is only establishing them as they continue, oh God, to learn how to walk together in perfect unity, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for opening up the communication. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for what you're doing in their lives separately and together, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for the call that you have on their lives as a unit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you for this brother. We thank you for this sister. We thank you for their lives. We thank you for releasing the money, the provision that they need. We thank you, Lord, for Father God, right in every
anything that's trying to, Father God, go wrong, even in their children, their grandchildren. We thank you, Lord, for your hand being even in the middle of that, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for blending this family, God, for blending this family, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just praise you and we worship you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. That the enemy will not be able to choke off what you have ordained to be taking place through them. Even as I began to pray and the enemy tried to choke me up, I thank you, Lord, that they won't be choked up, oh God, and that they will continue to press, oh God, and they will continue to fight, and they will continue to cleave to you and cleave to each other, oh God. In the name of Jesus, no devil, nothing, the gates of hell shall not prevail against their household. Lord, release your glory, even in the greater dimension in that household. In the name of Jesus, release your glory, so that death, everything that's not of you will not be able to stand. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for supernatural healing. Heal them individually, God. Heal them individually, God. In the name of Jesus, we bind up all the pain of the past and every issue that did not have anything to do with the two of them together, but that was separate. We bind up every issue of the past, and we plead the blood of Jesus over their past. In the name of Jesus, and we declare victory over their present, and we declare victory over their future in you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Much, much needed, my sister. Thank you.
Jesus.
The devil is alive.
Jesus. To God be the glory. We know. We know because we are walk where you are walking. Listen to me. We are walk where you are walking. And when God has a great purpose, there will be great warfare that will come against you and try to make you think twice about what God has put together, what God has done. But you two continue to persevere and continue to press, and you will see yourself 20 years down the road, 20 years later, giving God the glory, the honor, and the praise as God uses you, continues to use you mightily for his glory. So it's a greater glory. It's a greater purpose. It's a greater glory. So to God be the glory. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for your praise, God.
We love you guys. We love you. We're going to have a great big reunion up here in New Jersey where all of y'all are going to fly in. All of you, Miriam and Maria and you two and my mother and all of us. Sister Carmen's already here and Sister Lori's already here. And y'all are going to fly in and we are going to have a revival reunion. So we're going to plan that. We're going to put that on the calendar, a revival reunion for the prayer line where we can all fly in and have us a good time in church and fellowship and food and loving on each other for a couple of days.
Praise God. That sounds awesome. Snow free,
so right?
No snow, right?
No snow. It's going to be good weather. We're going to do it in the spring or the summer.
Praise God.
We're going to do it in the spring or the summer, so we'll keep you all posted as we start to make plans for that. And God just revealed it, so we must follow through with it.
Well, we're excited about it. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. Okay, so we're going to go. God bless you all. Amen. God bless you, my sister. God bless you, my brother.
Bless you back. Hundredfold. Amen.
Amen. That's it. I tell you, I love it. Anyway, to God be the glory. That was our final call. We're actually having a late dinner on Tuesday nights. We eat right after prayer. So we love you guys. We really do. And I'm serious.
about that. Pastor Emily has to agree with me, because it just came out of my mouth just now that we will put together a revival reunion for the prayer line, and that we will do something, get together as a family, because we are family. So, Sister Lori, we didn't get to talk to you tonight, but we love you. I see you out there. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Rita. Amen. And God bless you, Mother. Mother, we love you. We're praying for you. And I'm going to be calling you. So we're going to be talking real soon, one-on-one. But know that we are praying. I know you're resting tonight. So I will talk to you tomorrow, Mommy. Okay, we love you guys. Go in peace. Look, meet us on Sunday. Meet us tomorrow. We have Bible study. We're on Periscope at Pastor Rebecca S. So we also stream our Bible study on Periscope. And also Sunday morning, we do put a piece of the word on Periscope. Amen. But you got to be there. If you're in this area, come on out to 1482 Maple Avenue. We're in Hillside, New Jersey. And let the Lord bless you real good. Amen. After the camera goes off, we do pray. The prophecy may go forth. Amen. According to God's spirit, we don't try to manufacture anything. But we would love to have you come out and be a part of what God is doing at his church. Our service starts on tomorrow at 7:30, the Bible study. On Thursday, we do drug and addiction, breaking strongholds. Amen. And that's at 7:30. And then on Sunday, we are doing our worship service at 12:30. Come out and be a part of what God is doing in that house. Amen. And keep us in prayer, Lord. We pray for new creation. We thank you for blessing the house. We thank you for sending the laborers from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We thank you for your hand upon that house. We thank you for your glory in that house. Lord, we thank you for expanding our borders and extending our tents, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, for the prophetic word that has been uttered, our Father God, towards that house. And we receive it and believe it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Bless Pastor Anthony and his wife. And Lord, bless all under the sound of my voice. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So God bless you. Go in peace and serve our God. Hallelujah. And keep believing.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire. Point where
You can't even pray for yourself. But today, I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now, we are giving your problems an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
About your future.